TV time on the 100% HANA Breakfast Show. That means the Oracle joins us in all of her glory. How are you this morning, my love?
I am fabulous. Really looking forward to getting into these two terrific shows.
We're still dealing with a bit of quantum as from last week, yeah?
That's right. If you remember from our lesson into quantum entanglement, it's about particles being connected even though they're separated through space and time. And the theme is crazy beautiful because both of these shows are incredibly beautiful shows to look at, and they're about crazy people.
Russian.
So I'm going to start.
I was going to say, you want to start with Russian Doll. I can actually say I tried watching this one, and oddly enough, I really liked it, but I don't know why I never went back to finish it. It's a strange circumstance. It's a great story.
It is a great story, and the way that they have rolled it over to season two is so surprising because season two is as good as season one. It's been about 3 years. Natasha Lyonne is the sort of protagonist, but they take a totally different tack in season two. So in season one, it's her and another guy, and they constantly keep dying and then going back to the beginning, like a Groundhog Day, and they're trying to solve that.
Yep.
And in season two, they're time traveling on a train in New York, between Africa and Budapest and Germany and New York.
What?
And then they're amazing.
That's bizarre.
And it goes back to three levels of her family, her mother, who is not well, like mentally unwell, and her grandmother, who escaped from World War II from Hungary. It's so different. It's such a unique show, and it is what Netflix was created for. Because there's nowhere else that you could have such a unique show with this sort of sci-fi and this kind of weird take on World War II trauma and inherited trauma and pain from a mental mother.
Wow. It sounds like you could just jump into season two even if you never watched season one.
It's sort of across. I'm not spoiling anything.
Yeah.
It's just a completely different thing. Understanding that probably makes it a bit easier.
All right. Now, the second one for today, this is also one that you put onto us, I think it might have even been a couple of years ago, and I struggled with it, Undone.
Once again, it is 20-minute episodes. There's about six of them. It uses this strange type of cinematography where they take real-life video and then they cartoonify it, I guess.
That's a good word.
And it takes forever. Again, season two, how they spun it. Season one, again, it's a look at mental illness and sort of time travel in a way and multiverse. Season two, weirdly, also has this inherited trauma, not just from the Mexican family this time, but from the sort of European family as well. It's impossible to describe. But essentially, it's this woman's journey to try and unravel the pain and trauma in her family, but involves time travel, magic, cartoons, multiverse, Bob Odenkirk. It's an extravaganza. Just allow it to happen, sort of surrender to it, and just enjoy it. And don't think too hard.
Okay. All right. Just found it really hard to look at. It was really off-putting. It felt like it was meant to be a cartoon, but it was something different. That was just an odd experience, especially Bob Odenkirk. I was expecting, you know, Better Call Saul in a way.
I think if you are used to watching animation, and I did watch a lot of adult animation, you know, for a long time,
yeah,
then it's easier to take. You know, I think there was a movie, Scanner Darkly, that... Yeah. With Keanu Reeves, had the similar take on it. Yeah, look, I agree that the cartoonishness is odd, but it was the only way that they could do the time travel and the multiverse and basically afford to do it on the budget.
All right, interesting choices that they make. That's Undone Season 2. Keep an eye out for Russian Doll Season 2 as well. And keep an eye out for The Oracle because she's going to join us again next Monday. Thank you as always, my love.
You're welcome. No more quantum physics. We're going back to reality next week.